Welcome to the University of Wolverhampton Learning and Information Services Guide to Report Writing. What is a report? A report is a highly structured document written in a formal style. Normally, a report is based on your reading and some form of practical work, such as an investigation, a survey, experiment, or review of a practice in other organizations. Reports are written for a particular purpose: to inform, to persuade, or to offer recommendations. They are also produced for a specific audience. Reports generally draw conclusions based on their findings and may suggest a course of action or areas of further research. Reports generally aim to set out the issue and explain why the activity was undertaken, describe what was done and how it was done, present the findings, conclusions, and any of the recommendations. Reports generally aim to set out the issue and explain why the activity was undertaken, describe what was done and how it was done, and present the findings, conclusions, and any recommendations. Preparing and writing your report. Use your assignment brief to make sure you understand the purpose of the report and the intended audience. Have a plan allowing enough time to collect and organize your information and write, redraft, and proofread the report. You should write in a formal, academic style with simple sentences, avoiding slang and unnecessary jargon. Paragraphs need to be concise and focus on the issue or area of discussion. Tables and diagrams can be used in your report, but make sure they add to the reader's understanding of the issues and that they are clearly labelled. Presentation and layout. In a report, the content is divided up into a number of sections, each with a heading. These sections may be further divided into subsections. Sections and subsections make it easier for the reader to locate the information they need. Normally, these sections and subsections are numbered using a progressive numbering system. Most word processing software will do this numbering for you. Report structure. What sections should a report have? The title. The title page should have the title of the report, the author's name, and any other details required by the assignment brief, such as module and course titles. The contents. List all the main sections, including the appendices, remembering to include the page numbers. Any illustrations, tables, or diagrams that you have used also need to be included in a separate list in this section. The abstract and summary. A brief summary or overview of the report. It should be a document which can be read independently of the main report. Introduction. Brief description of what the report is about, what it will cover, and any relevant background information, and any limitations on the contents or coverage of the report. Main section. Present your results to the reader. Depending on the type of report and the instructions you have been given, this section might be further divided into areas such as literature review, methodology, results, and discussion. Conclusions. Summarizes the key points from the main body of the report, relating them back to the introduction. Do not introduce new material in this section of the report. Recommendations. This section provides you with the opportunity to suggest changes and improvements. Any recommendations should be based on your conclusions. References. The reference list should detail all the sources you have used in your report. And appendices. Use this section to include material that the reader might want to refer to but would disrupt the flow of the main report. Each appendix is numbered so that it can be referred to in the report. Help and advice. For more details on the help available, please refer to the Skills for Learning website at wlv.ac.uk/skills. Books offering advice on report writing are available in the Study Skills collection in the Learning Centres and as part of our ebook collection.